just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, July 21st, 2026 edition. I'm going to be on the Steve Gruber Show tomorrow morning at 8:18 to approximately 8:30. We're going to be talking about this weekend's upcoming event, Rock Michigan Red. Ted Nugent's coming in doing a fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party in all 83 county Republican parties this Saturday. Go to the website, libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets. This is going to be a fantastic event. Both Perry Johnson and John James have been invited to show up. U.S. Senator Mike Rogers, candidate, will be there. Ian Murphy will be speaking, lots of other speakers, lots of information will be shared with the audience, and then we're going to party. This is the last party before the work begins, heading into Tuesday, August 4th, primary election. It is going to be a blast. Also, you can register to get a campsite. The process that you can absolutely look at for this upcoming primary is going to be there this Saturday. Let me explain. The candidates working together to get a U.S. senator and a governor elected is historical, in that we have not had both a governor and a U.S. senator on the same ballot in decades. That's number one. Number two, Rogers, as the U.S. Senate candidate, and whatever gubernatorial candidate wins, John James or Perry Johnson, will have a lot of effect on the down ballot ticket. Supreme Court, state representatives, state senators, this will be critical. So you guys need to come, hear these candidates, vet them, decide who you're going to vote for, and then share the information with your friends, family, coworkers, people you go to work with, people you go to church with, people that you know that need to get out and vote in the August 4th primary. It is critical that we get the right candidate to run at the top of the ticket for governor. We have absolutely some phenomenal, phenomenal candidates down ballot. people running to replace John James in the 10th Congressional, the 7th Congressional District. We have all kinds of seats that are going to be affected by the top of the ticket. And it all begins this Saturday, Liberty Mountain USA. It's right off of M115 in Farwell, Michigan, Clare County. Absolutely, absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal information that's going to be there this Saturday. Hopefully getting the people motivated and excited to get out the vote on Tuesday, August 4th. So I highly, highly, highly recommend that you go to the website, get your tickets, and be a part of it. This is going to be the big party event before we get into the work of absolutely getting out the vote. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's company, while he's running for governor to be the next governor of the state of Minnesota. Our good friend Patrick Kobach is acting as chief operating officer running MyPillow for him. And we would ask that you go to their website, MyPillow.com. They are still honoring the America 250th 4th of July birthday party for the rest of this particular month, July 2026. The sale is on. Go to MyPillow.com. Buy all the items you'd like that are on sale already. Go to checkout. Put in the promo code Trucker Randy. One word, no space, two R's, Trucker Randy. Upper, lower, all caps, doesn't matter. Hit apply and see how much money you're going to save by using that promo code. 40, 50, 60, up to 70% off some items, plus free shipping. So again, MyPillow.com is the website. Go there, shop away, get anything you would want in the cart, go to checkout and hit the promo code box and put in Trucker Randy. This process will take you through the complete checkout and you'll get the savings to see how much money you can save. Now, if you're not comfortable doing it online, they have a Trucker Randy operator standing by with my promo code already put in her screen. Call this number, 800-654-9659. Put that phone number in your phone. If you didn't get it, text me MP for my pillow, and I'll send you the screenshot. And then kind of a cool thing I did on this particular contact in my phone, the little picture is a face shot of President Trump when he had that little bandage over his right ear from being shot. Well, it's got a MyPillow logo on it. So if you'd like to see that, text me MP for MyPillow and I'll send you the screenshot. And it'll also have MyPillow.com and the promo code Trucker Randy, as well as the operator, Trucker Randy operator phone number, 800-654-9659. So greatly appreciate if you guys would take advantage of those discounts. Been a longtime sponsor. Absolutely support the company. Great products. We sleep on the MyPillows every night. Giza Dream Sheets, love, absolutely love their bath towels, hand towels, washcloths, and the slippers. Got a pair on right now. Love my MyPillow slippers. Well, downstate, there is a Senate district race that's getting kind of nasty. Republican primary to be able to take on the Democrat Hertel in November. They have these accusations of gun policy scorecards. Some are claiming that these are being photoshopped and absolutely do not reflect the candidates' true positions. Well, they are getting very nasty on social media. They're also digging up past business violations and have turned this very turbulent Republican primary for the 12th State Senate District along Lake Sinclair shoreline to being now rated as being, quote, nasty. Political consultant David Forsmark on this primary race said this whole thing is getting weird and personal. Well, who are the two Republicans that are in this fight? Shelley Wright of Harrison Township, and then John James Goldwater of New Baltimore. Those comments were made during MERS Monday podcast. Shelley Wright's campaign is being backed by State Representative Local Alicia St. Germain, Republican of Harrison Township, and even former Chesterfield Representative Pamela Hornberger. She ran for the seat back in 2022, losing to now State Senator Kevin Hertel, Democrat of St. Clair Shores. Hornberger lost by only 404 votes. Meanwhile, Senator Michael Weber, co-chair of the Senate Republican Campaign Committee, who's also behind the scenes running to be the next caucus leader should the Republicans take back the state Senate, well, he's supporting Goldwater. Goldwater is an online preacher who opened his campaign finance committee just back in March. Well, last week, last Tuesday, July 14th, Hornberger touted a scorecard by the National Rifle Association's Political Victory Fund. It is a PAC. In the graphics, Hornberger uploaded Wright's name was paired with an AQ score, demonstrating a vigorous effort to promote and defend the Second Amendment. While Goldwater's was listed as having a C-minus rating. Well, however, now, according to the NRA's website, Goldwater has the same AG score as the Wright candidate, Shelley Wright. MERS News Service reached out to John Comerford, the executive director of the NRA's Institute for Legislative Action, questioning him about Hornberger's post in the comments. Well, director of the NRA Institute said it's the first time he's ever seen a candidate take our grades and Photoshop them and change them and post something as incredibly as misleading as what they've done here. He called on former Representative Hornberger to cease and desist sharing this false information. Well, in response to Comerford, Hornberger said she took a screenshot of the NRA PVS website at 1:18 in the morning on July 14th. And the grades she posted had been up there for more than 12 hours before the website was changed. How dare you imply that anyone altered grades and posted them? If you or someone in your organization made a mistake, just admit it, Hornberger said. My educated guess is that someone from the Senate put a little pressure on someone to change his rating, but that's just my opinion. Hornberger was not an outsider candidate when she ran in the 12th Senate District during 2022. Ahead of that year's general election, Hornberger had benefited from more than $1.96 million in non-cash gifts promoting her candidacy against Hertel. Hertel had been serving as the Speaker pro tem in the Republican-controlled House during the 21-22 term. Literature was dropped in the district, covered in crime scene tape graphics, and the words shady Michelle Wright, targeting legal issues Wright encountered as a construction contractor. The mailers were circulated online by Shane Geronino, who was working on Goldwater's campaign. While addressing them, Wright said 22 years ago, a business deal collapsed, resulting in her being charged with an occupational code violation. She ultimately was convicted of a misdemeanor, and within the legal battle, the end of her general contracting business, costing her home and forcing her to file for bankruptcy. I will not allow him to defame or define me at the lowest point of my life. My record as a small business owner, a taxpayer, and a neighbor shows who I am today. I'm someone who has lived the American dream the hard way, and now I want to fight for your American dream. Well, last week, Wright's own campaign manager, Ken LaCari, who served as Macomb County Regional Director for President Trump's 2024 reelection campaign, made his own swings at Giannino last week on Facebook. LaCari posted about Giannino having some named link to experiences of operating a vehicle while visibly impaired, both in 2020 and was evicted for not paying his rent in the 2000s. During the pandemic in 2020, after a difficult business situation with my ex-partner, I too faced financial hardship. I personally took responsibility. I worked through it, paying back my obligations, collections, and kept moving forward without filing bankruptcy, Giannino said on his social media page. What I won't accept is you or your campaign manager, Ken LaCaria's selective outrage and attempts to weaponize someone's past with making text threats and harassment when I'm not even on the ballot. Well, Forsmark, during his podcast with MERS News Service, said the Republicans knew about the swing seat for 4 years and received an edge when the district was actually redrawn in 2024. However, he said the time should have been getting some really good candidates instead of a couple of rookies with flaws. Goes on to say, I've seen the NRA update on their website before. So at this point, we don't really know who to believe. I think Weber represents the caucus far more than Pam or Alicia do, so who knows? I know that they've made outreach to people with actual political names who at the last minute didn't go. They didn't get any of their prime targets to run for the seat, so that's just the way it is. He said the primary is totally a Macomb County dream. Minus an Italian-American running, they don't have a chance. Kind of an interesting statement. MERS News Service asked whether Curtis Hotel has reached out to Mark Hackle in the district, referring to the Democratic Macomb County executive who Republican voters will swing on their ballot to support in November. Because of Senate Democrats' two-seat slim majority in the chamber, Forsmark said Hertel has to vote with the caucus way too closely to achieve that. He doesn't believe any Republican will vote for him in November. Finally, wrapping the story up, Hammond said Hertel is a buddy and he'll be donating to his campaign. But because basically it's impossible to take on the statue of a state senator without your administrator from your county supporting your campaign. Getting nasty on the Republican side, we'll see who wins. On the hour news break, hour number three, we'll be right back.
This is